It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Just a reminder to everyone, a little PSA, it's today is Tuesday, not Monday. Although this Tuesday is acting very Monday-y. It's a Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
It is very Monday-y. I'm kind of in Monday mode, honestly.
Like kind of just waking up and kind of blah?
Just kidding. I got to work like an hour and a half early.
Oh, did you?
I've just been like floating around the office, not doing anything.
Why?
I'm confused.
On what?
That doesn't
just the
surprise
day?
Me.
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know any day of the week that you get to work an hour and a half early. Like, that's not like Hannah gets here on Mondays an hour and a half early. So why did you get here an hour and a half early?
Well, I like couldn't sleep because I kept being like the, am I late for work? Am I late for work? Because we had one day off. So in my brain, it's just like you missed work.
My light actually turned on by itself at 1 a.m. And I thought that meant like I woke up with my alarm and then fell back asleep.
Why did your light turn on?
Freaked out. I have no idea.
That's the bigger question.
You know what's crazy that you guys have stories like this, like where sleep thing? I was watching the baby monitor yesterday. My daughter's one. And I swear there was like a flash. And I heard like, because she has a sound machine. I heard the door open. You could hear like the sound change.
Ooh.
So I felt like it sounded weird. And then there was like a flash. And then she pointed at something. And then she laid back down. And
ew.
I thought I saw, I'm like, I told my wife, and she's like, I thought I heard like the sound machine change, like someone had opened the door or the door had opened and freaked me out. So I went in there and stuff. That's weird that you guys told stories like that.
Mm, yeah.
It's not October yet.
I know. That's weird that we all
okay. Kev, you got a paranormal story?
No, not really. Everything was pretty good.
How was your weekend, man?
Well, I would say the paranormal, the ghost of Newt Rockne helped the Irish win. It was pretty awesome.
So Kevin's a huge Notre Dame fan, and his brother actually has like a Notre Dame watch party for the first game of the season. And Notre Dame was playing Texas A&M, which is like a ranked team, and usually Notre Dame just leaves you disappointed, and they won.
They won, yeah, and it was one of those nail biters towards the very end, and I don't know, man, you know, it's, I would rather see a blowout either way so I can get on with my life, because otherwise you spend 4 hours going, come on.
Were you stressed out?
Very much so.
Kevin's too much anxiety for that.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was a cool way to kick off this season. It's the last one in my brother's grotto since he's moving to Kentucky.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was a good Labor Day weekend. We went to a creek and went to like a campsite and things like that because our friends were camping and things like that. So we got to do some nature stuff. Then we went to the City game on Sunday. They won. I feel like I'm their good luck charm since they've been struggling.
Hey.
Got their win. It was my family's first game, and I didn't know how they'd go with the kids because I was like, this could go either way.
Yeah,
could be a lot. They had a blast. They loved it. Both of my kids loved
good.
It.
Good.
So it was a great time.
And you did your fantasy football draft, too.
And I did a fantasy football draft, and I'm thinking I'm going to win the league, guys.
Oh.
Big money.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Newlyweds Aaron Andrews and his wife have been living in Andrews' parents' basement for a while, saving up for their new home. So they just got married, but they had to take their luggage and move it into Andrews' parents' house just so they could, you know, get some money under their belt. Well, Aaron's dad decided to go out and buy a Cash for Life lottery ticket, probably to, like, leave them alone. And that ticket ended up matching 5 winning numbers. And the father-in-law of the year decided to give the entire ticket to his son and his new wife as a wedding present.
Damn.
Man, oh man.
The lottery...
What does the father-in-law do when you win the lottery and you're like, God, oh, do you want to cash in the winning ticket instead of me? Like, damn, all right, father-in-law.
Right. The lottery ticket offered a choice between $1,000 per week or a once-in-a-lifetime cash payout of $1 million, which Andrews opted to pay for. He expressed deep gratitude to the lottery officials, praising his...
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Dad for always looking out for him and shared that he's really excited to use the money to buy himself a home for him and his new wife.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty boss, right? Yeah. Like, that's an awesome. The good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Brewers. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 6:40. On our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
So poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show, though, is I've heard a lot of people describe yesterday, Labor Day, perfect weather. But it was like 80. What's your perfect weather?
I'm in agreement with all the other people. I think 80 and sunny is like chef's kiss perfection. It was awesome because I wasn't like dying of a heat stroke when I was outside, but I was also able to lay out in the pool.
You were the girl who voted summer was your favorite, though. I thought it was going to be like 84, 85.
80's good.
80's good? All right. 80's not summer weather voting.
It's like a Missouri 80, though. Like a little humid, so it feels a little hotter than 80, but real temp 80.
I was going to say Sunday was one of those days that was the perfect day. You could lay out on the pool just enough because it was just warm enough. It wasn't cold when you got out.
Give me a specific temperature.
You know, since I'm not a pool guy, I think yesterday was the perfect day. That 80 degrees is perfect.
80 on the head?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think yesterday was great.
No, 77.
What?
I was looking for a very specific time.
Brett, are you kidding?
I think 80 is a little too hot. I used to be an 80 guy. I used to be an 82 guy, actually. And then I'm going more and more fall, guys. I used to be an 82. I thought 82 was perfect. It felt very summery. But I told you, I switched from summer to fall. And I'm not really ready to commit to like full-on fall, like 72, 73.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, 77. I want to be north of 75. I want to still have like a t-shirt on, but I want it to feel a little bit crisp like fall, 77.
I feel like every year it's going to tick down for you.
I know.
And then eventually you'll be like 27 degrees is my favorite.
Full on UGG boots and PSLs in like 4 years from now, guys. Like, ew, it's fall weather. Let me take this aesthetic picture with like the colors. That's going to be me in 5 years, guys, with my 72.
I can't wait.
But right now I'm 77, guys.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Amy, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Amy, you down to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
Hey, I'm certainly going to try.
I like that attitude, Amy. You versus Hannah, 5 pop culture questions going against each other. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Hannah's going to leave the room, so Hannah can't hear the questions. I'm going to give you guys the same questions, so it's fair. A tie will go towards Hannah, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this was just announced recently. Who is hosting the Golden Globes?
I know I read this, and I'm not remembering, so I'm not sure.
You're good. No worries. Which celebrity did a producer recently compare Glenn Powell to?
I am like 0-for-2 here, guys. I don't know.
It's okay. Glenn Powell's a real good-looking guy. Just name a real good-looking celebrity. Almost like he looks like a Ken doll.
Oh, maybe, God, who played Ken? Ryan Gosling?
Yes,
yeah, there you go. Nice, wow, nice, yeah. Kent.
Thank you.
I don't know how you got that, Amy. All right, this is some music history. This person just became the first person in history to have the number one album in country music, rock album, and rap album. Who has crossed over into all three genres?
Beyonce.
Good guess. Yeah. Beyonce was close. It's Post Malone. But
oh, I actually would have, I thought she was right.
Yeah. It was it's a tough one. Which movie features the quote, "I'll be back"?
The Terminator.
Kevin does a better Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
Look at that. That was good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And then which boy band was Justin Timberlake part of in the 1990s?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. Just a reminder, Justin Timberlake's doing our Weekend Survive. We're giving away a trip just by listening to us on the Odyssey app. Company plug there. All right, 3 out of 5 is not bad. Okay, Amy, we'll see how Hannah does. Some of those are tricky questions and can trip people up. We'll see if she gets tripped up.
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room for us to play Hannah's Homeschool. Amy just got done answering 5 tricky pop culture questions. People were saying these were tricky today.
Oh, great.
You got to get at least 3 out of 5. She got 3 out of 5.
I'm confident I can do it. Here we go.
How do you feel she's going to do, Amy?
I'm pretty sure she's going to beat me. I think she probably knows more pop culture.
Well, thank you for the confidence.
No, Amy. She's going to get tripped up. All right. Okay. 3 out of 5 is good for a tie. Let's ask Hannah the same questions we just got done asking Amy. Who's hosting the Golden Globes?
Nikki Glaser.
She's from St. Louis. Big-time comedian. Just got announced that she's going to be hosting the Golden Globes. Which celebrity did a producer recently compare Glenn Powell to?
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. I thought Hannah might mix it up because she actually kind of mixed it up on the show.
Yeah, low-key in the hashtag, I was meaning like Ryan Reynolds. I was getting a mixed up.
She was thinking of Ryan Reynolds. Right. Yeah. And, you know, they both look very similar to me, so I get how that could get those mix-ups can happen. It probably happens all the time for them with me, too.
Yeah.
Okay. This person just became the first person in the history of music to have the number one country, rock, and rap album.
Post Malone.
That's correct. Which movie features the quote, "I'll be back," or in how Kevin says it?
I'll be back.
Oh my gosh. This isn't the movie, but I'm just saying that's in Home Alone when he's watching the TV.
What?
Is it? Right?
No, that's like a made-up movie where he does the shooting and stuff.
Yeah,
like
something about filthy animals, right?
Yeah, something about filthy animals.
Well, crap.
So I think we just no point there. Right. I mean, after you just screwed up Home Alone and another classic, The Terminator.
You didn't get through the chopper.
You just screwed up all the classics.
You're not a good neighbor.
Stay from us there.
What boy band was Justin Timberlake part of in the 1990s?
NSYNC.
And what concert is he going to be part of for Odyssey?
We Can't Survive.
Yeah, hey! I better know that. Amy, you didn't get the win. Hannah got 4 out of 5. She just screwed up Arnold. Maybe it was Kevin's impersonations. Yeah, although Kevin's impersonations are pretty good.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
You have to say, this is Amy and I got schooled by Hannah, though.
This is Amy and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Back from Labor Day weekend, you're probably like, last weekend at the lake, I don't know, got busy doing stuff, living your life, that's cool. We got all the trending stories for you. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read the headline, and Hannah either tells me either keep reading, I need more details, or keep scrolling, like that story's boring. Like, did a leaked memo confirm advertisers are listening in on our conversations?
That's not boring, that's scary. Tell me.
So it's a company called Cox Media Group, which is a radio company, too, and does media kind of like us. A leaked memo confirmed advertisers are listening and showing ads on based on what we say. It's this feature called Active Listening, and big companies like Google, Amazon claim they had come out like, hey, we don't know anything what this company's up to. We're not doing things like this. But experts say it clearly happens, and what they end up doing is, if you go through all those legal bumble jumbo, it's you actually say, I accept terms and conditions, and you accept for them to listen in on active listening with your iPhone.
Wow.
Yikes.
They removed it from their website. Like, oh, no. But, like, I mean, literally, if you say something out loud, all of a sudden
your
you get an ad for it. Like,
yep.
Come on.
Right.
No one's like believes it. Like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, dog treats. I don't even have a dog. I guarantee right. I can advertise yeah, it for dog treats now.
I love seeing the memes where like a girl will grab her boyfriend's phone and she's like, size 6 wedding ring, size 6 wedding ring. So it'll pop up.
Gatorade wine is here.
What?
It's like a new trend. Gatorade plus wine. Specific recipes. Equal parts light blue Gatorade, freeze Gatorade, and any cheap red wine that's less than $12. You mix them together. People are saying it's delicious and it's the new drink.
I mean, it low-key be hydrating, so I'm
down. Yeah, there you go.
What secrets do husbands keep from their wives and vice versa?
I'm too scared to know. Keep it moving.
Size of the wedding ring and how they manipulate to get any wedding ring. Chick-fil-A opens their first ever of their kind restaurant.
I love them, yes.
Elevated drive-through restaurant. This
it already is elevated.
No, this is the first ever elevated drive-through restaurant. Ground floor, kitchen floor.
Oh.
The lower meals down to each other. Meals on conveyor belts. The food chain says the design will increase speed and allow them to serve customers every 6 seconds.
Whoa.
Wow.
I believe it. You're literally just going to get your food thrown at you when you order it. And I'll love it.
Chick-fil-A is actually going to know it by just, like, hey, should we go to Chick-fil-A? All right, they already started preparing.
It's going to scan right. your eyeballs and just give it to you right away.
Better keep it, keep it. Better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Give you the Mega Mind question of the day. Almost 20% of employees said this happened to them at work last week.
I'm going to say something that recently happened to me, which was that you show up late to work.
Showed up late to work, 20% of employees.
It's never happened to me, but 20% is not a huge number. I think got hit on.
All right.
Oh, shoot. That's what I was going to say.
No way. You guys both did this? Did both of you guys get hit on a lot?
Definitely gotten hit on at work.
I have not gotten hit on at work.
Yeah, you have.
Really?
Who do these flirt with? Kevin. Wow. I lost some of the office tea.
I don't know. Yeah. Kevin's an office cutie. So.
Whoa.
Maybe it was me.
How oblivious am I?
Who knew that Kevin was considered an office cutie? Like if we had like a yearbook, like gossip mean girl book, Kevin would have been known as an office cutie. Yeah. Look at you, bro.
I guess I'm oblivious. So it's more than obviously 20%.
Okay. I guess I'll say like, they are getting yelled at for no reason.
Okay, no. AB, you just phoned in again.
I got out of the second one.
Almost 20% of employees said this happened to them at work last week. No one got it correct, but Kevin is an office cutie. That's a Megamind question of the day. We don't know. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Megaminds.
Almost 20% of employees said this happened to them at work last week.
Thea texted in and said skipping lunch, that they just didn't have that. Teacher Suzanne says falling asleep at their desk. The Hamilton kids texted in and said that people worked overtime last week.
Ooh.
Thurman said the opposite, that people got early dismissal. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete texted in and said stealing someone's lunch.
Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy!
No way! 20%
got their lunch stolen. And Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy got it. And AB made a face of Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy. How? Look at them.
That doesn't really happen around here, right?
Oh, people take
it. Oh, yeah.
No one's
all the
taking
time.
My stuff.
That's because you eat crappy stuff.
You eat expired food. Nobody yeah, wants
you had an expired pizza that was like 2 weeks old. Do you remember that? No, yeah.
Maybe that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you just
no
put,
one will steal
hey,
it.
Hey, this is AB's. And look at it. It's like 3 weeks old. Like it's got
mold
on it.
Yeah. That's AB.
I'm good. Like, what has Kevin got? Kevin loves desserts. So that's why this dude gets his lunch stolen all the time.
Mega Minds.
I know everyone's probably dying for an update about my fantasy football team. I know everyone's just locked in. If you remember last week, though, I did have a scheduling conflict, and it was under dispute if it was my fault or not. You guys don't think so?
Under dispute.
Under dispute between you?
So you guys all thought it was my fault?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I forgot to put my fantasy football draft on the calendar, and then my wife comes home and is like, oh, I was with a group of friends. They're going to go camping. And so we figured we can go meet them up there. The kids can go to the creek. We can go on a hike, and they can play, and then we'll drive home. And I'm like, well, that's fine and dandy and all, but I got a fantasy football draft. And so I had to call over at Hub's Pub, like a local bar, sports bar.
Like a dive bar.
Yeah, a dive bar, and see if they had Wi-Fi. And no one thought I'd be able to pull it off. You're damn right I pulled it off, guys.
Congratulations, really? Brett.
Wi-Fi worked. So the fantasy football thing worked out, but of course there was so much drama when it comes to me. No. So we get out of the car, and I don't know anything. And I don't know if I don't ask questions or anything like that. So I have no idea what kind of hike we're going on. Normally when my wife does like a hike, it's like, I don't know, like a 15-minute hike, and then you get to a creek and the kids play. This is like a serious-ass hike, guys. Ooh. So it was like a mile and a half hike to the creek. And I'm thinking to myself, well, a mile and a half is probably like 35 minutes with hiking.
Yeah.
And then if you have kids, who I have a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and they have kids as well, this is going to take forever. And I look at the time, it's 9:45 when we're getting out of our cars and saying hi to them and all that stuff. And so I'm like, this has got to be...
What time was your draft?
Noon. I'm like, this is an hour hike guaranteed. And then an hour back, I'm like, I'm never going to make it to Hub's Pub. So I said to my wife, I'm like, that's going to be cutting it close with these kids. And my wife's like, nah, it's fine. I'm like, you're not listening to me.
She's okay. Like, I don't care if you miss your stupid draft.
Exactly right.
This hike is like alongside hills, mountains, all this kind of stuff. There's like alongside this winding river and creek. It was a really actually pretty challenging hike. And then we get to the creek and it's absolutely gorgeous. The kids love it. But I look at the time. The hike took, it's 11 o'clock. The hike took us like an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 10 minutes by the time you got all your stuff together. And so I look at my wife, I'm like, see ya.
Peace. And
she's like, what? And what? I'm like, I mean, it took us over an hour to get here. I got to go back. I got to make it to Hub's Pub, man.
Oh my God.
And my wife looked at me like she was going to kill me. And then she goes,
did you hightail it out of there?
So she goes, Brett, we got to come with you. I can't hike with both kids back by myself.
Right.
My son at the end of the mile and a half, he was starting to like, can you carry me, Dad? She's like, his legs are going to be jello. Like,
yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah, and rightfully so. He's three. Brett, I can't carry him and our one-year-old. Who's going to carry our three-year-old back? And I said, not me. I have a fantasy football draft. This is all, like,
I got a draft waiting for me at the bar.
I go, hun. We talked about this on the way up here, that I was leaving the creek and the hike and pulling out here at 11:35 and making it to Hub's Pub so I can get onto their Wi-Fi. What if I got Wi-Fi issues? And she said, we're coming with you, Brett. And so they had to do the mile and a half hike. I carried my three-year-old the entire way. We were basically running. My son's like, I shouldn't have come with. I felt so bad that he said that. I was like, no, dude, it's okay. He's like, you don't want to be carrying me. I'm like, I don't want to be carrying you. I'm dripping in sweat, like mud everywhere, dripping in sweat. But my wife and I both made it. We got back to the car at 11:35, like we had talked about. We did the mile and a half in 35 minutes, carrying both kids,
hustling
so I could make the draft. My wife's like dripping in sweat. She goes, I told you I would make the draft for you. We did it. And I literally had a, like, my shirt was just soaked in sweat and like mud, and it was just gross.
It rang it out.
So I had to like throw the shirt off, and I wore my Miller furniture into Hub's Pub.
I saw you wearing that.
People pointed it out. Like, look at him rocking the Miller furniture shirt.
That's
in the bar.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm rocking the Miller furniture shirt.
A shirt that was too big for everybody.
But it fit me good on that day. I was glad to have the big baggy Miller furniture shirt inside Hub's Pub. And I go inside there, I'm like, do you have Wi-Fi that works? And it's Hub's Pub 1. And that's their password. It does work really well. Had no Wi-Fi issues.
Good.
Sat there, drank a beer by myself inside of this random...
I was going to say, Where were your wife and kids?
They were stayed back and like played in the creek and playground. And then when the other family made it back, probably like an hour later from the hike, the kids all played together. And I was just drinking at a local bar by myself, dive bar. The only gossip I really got was this dude comes rolling in. The only guy who came and visited. He's like, can I use your phone? I was so drunk last night, I can't find mine.
Oh, no. Wow.
And she goes, oh, yeah, man, you were lit up. Normally I pour you a Bud Light, but you had a Bud Light, a Busch Light, and and a Jack and Coke in front of you. He's like, I did? She's like, yeah, why? He goes, I was going hard last night. I can't find my phone at all. He called, used the bar phone to call his phone. He goes, no one answered. Guess that thing's gone. And then he left.
Wow. Iconic. Literally an icon. Wow.
I know. I wanted him to make a draft pick for me. I was like, you want to pick a guy for me or what, dude? Iconic. What a legend. Mm. Hub's Pub. So I name my fantasy football teams Hub's Pub's All-Stars.
Yeah.
You should. Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to catch me on the weekends, I'll be at Hub's Pub. Big supporter.
I low-key want to go now.
Guys, just so you know, after that adventure, we've stepped it up a notch. I have another adventure
going
on this weekend. I'll tell you what it is in 3 minutes. got another big adventure. If you guys just heard, I went hiking this past weekend and had a conflict with my fantasy football team and turned into a whole thing. So now I need to step up and I'm going to need your advice. Guys, we're going full on camping.
What?
Oh, no.
This weekend. Got
don't
a tent and everything.
Do it.
I'm going camping.
Don't do
so
it.
So if anyone has any camping advice on what food we should cook, any type of advice, I need it. 314-531-9898. Even like specifically for kids, because we're taking a three-year-old and a one-year-old camping. Everyone's looking at me like this is the dumbest thing I've ever said to them.
The only time I've ever gone camping in my life was with my friend's family. It wasn't even my own family. And there was a wild boar outside of our tent.
Great. So I need advice now on how to fight off a wild boar. If you have any piece of camping advice, what type of food we should pack, how to even set up a freaking tent, 314-531-9898. Part of the reason we went up to go visit our friends is they're big campers. They go camping all the time. And so they are going to give us and lend us some of their equipment. And they wanted...
Oh, they're not going with you?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, no. Oh, it's a good thing they're going with
you. Yeah, because if they're going with you, that's a whole nother
story. We're
going
to use their stuff. And I think I honestly think the husband, it was very concerned. He asked me, my wife was like, Brett, I think he's nervous about you, and was like, I'd be nervous about me too. Has he ever met me? And then he literally goes to me, he's like, so do you set up a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why? So you're just gonna be using all of our real expensive stuff, mm-hmm. man, for the weekend. It's gonna come back okay, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Boy.
But yeah, so we're gonna go camping this weekend, stay in a tent just one night, but building a fire, gonna sleep with the one-year-old and a three-year-old in a campsite, and we're gonna go for it.
Do you have air mattresses?
We're using their stuff, Kev.
So they have air mattresses?
They got it all,
okay,
man.
If they've got
I'm just going to load up their car, their house, and put it in the back of their car.
Do you know how their tent assembles?
They wanted to show me, but it was like...
What?
Still working on... Like, my fantasy football draft was taking a long time, so...
I think this might be one of the worst ideas you've ever had. I actually...
Thanks, guys.
I used to be a big camper girl,
way!
What?
All the
time.
I bring Hannah with.
I used to go to the KOA all the time down in Eureka, and there's locations all over the place. I love camping. I've done tent camping, and I've also done glamping, where I, like, stay in an RV. And there's a lot of like hidden rules about camping and campsites and how you back in your car to your lot and how you have a lot reserved and there's like curfew and you can't be too loud and
I'm not gonna be out that late. I got a
I just read a book where people were getting killed in the woods, so
but there's like a
Thanks.
Lot of like, I don't even know.
Bro!
Brett, there's a lot to set up and do. Like, can you even fit all this stuff in your car
can
to get
there? Can
you
start a fire?
No!
What happens if you can't set up your tent?
I know how to start a fire. You just put a bunch of gasoline on the...
Oh, my gosh.
It'll work.
What, like, are you going to eat?
That's what I'm asking the listeners for help. This is the foolproof plan. I ask people who listen to the show because I feel like I can count on them.
It's got
to
be like hot dogs and s'mores. Right?
What easiest? Do you want some help? You want me to book you some reservations at a Marriott?
Yeah.
All right. Clearly my friends over
can
here.
Can you hear the fear in all of our voices?
I know. My friends suck. So who's got real camping advice? I need some real campers on the phone. 314-531-9898. I just need a small, simple favor because I don't need much. I'm going camping. I'm clearly okay. No, no one has any confidence in me at all.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot. We're still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. And I was talking about how we went to go visit our friends when they were camping and we went on a hike, went to a creek. And we're like, man, we should do this. Anybody can do it, right? Can we borrow your tent next weekend? And so we're going camping with 3-year-old, 1-year-old, myself, my wife. And I'm looking for some advice on some camping. 314-531-9898. Our first family camping experience. People in the room have no confidence in me. Jerks.
Yeah. Well, at least it'll be your last camping experience.
First in
Lambs. Yeah. I mean, so, this is
you're
just
not
an
even
awful
going
idea.
With the family who knows how to camp. That's part of the reason to camp. You get somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I don't know that people could even help this situation.
Kevin, my favorite TV show is Survivor. I got this.
Well, yeah.
If I watch Survivor, I know how to do it. Well, people have more and more confidence on me on the text line, Hannah?
No. We got a text saying, my best advice to you, Brett, don't go with small kids. I did it once. It was an absolute nightmare, and I haven't gone since.
Well, Mike, would you consider 3-year-olds and 1-year-old small?
Yeah, right.
What's the cutoff?
Someone does have a little bit of faith in you, though. They
Thank
texted
you.
In and gave you a tip. You can start a fire with Doritos.
That's legit.
For real?
Wow.
See, those are the type of people I need on my side. Pam, you think this is a good idea for myself to go camping? You got any advice?
Yeah, I got a lot of advice. First off, your very first camping trip with little kids should be in your backyard.
Yes,
not going to
great
a public
point
campsite.
Yep.
However, my main tip to you is, because I am I'm a certified camper through Girl Scouts.
Okay. I want to become a certified camper, guys.
So, do you know what trash bandits are?
Yes. Clearly.
Okay. I mean,
What are they? Trash bandits? Raccoons?
Yes. Okay. So you do know.
Really? You guys don't seem surprised. Yeah, of course. Yes. That's what we call them. Those campers.
One main thing that you need to do is you need to make sure that if you are dead set on doing this camping trip this weekend, even if it's only a one-nighter, make sure that all food is locked in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave anything out, now I'm even talking, you know, the baby food, bottles, whatever, pick it up and go put it in the car, because you will have raccoons in your tent.
Locked,
okay,
too.
Thank you so much for the advice, Pam. That was great advice. And, well, they're raccoons are cute, right? Haley, you thought there was something that you had some advice with camping with kids. What items should I bring in? You're a scout leader.
Yeah, with navigators, and used to be a wilderness guide full-time. And also camped with my littles as a single mom.
You guys need me to become a guide, too, as well? You guys looking to hire or what?
Brett doesn't know how to put up a tent, so I don't know.
Why don't you wait until you actually get the evening down?
Why don't you actually camp one time? Okay.
All right, so my advice is, you know the little training toilets for little kids?
Yeah.
The little potties? Bring that with you. Because you don't want to have to get up in the middle of the night and take your kid out somewhere in the scary dark and leave one sleeping or wake the other one up. So just having that in the corner of the tent will save you a trip in the middle of the night.
Awesome.
And when you're making s'mores, you want to make peeps. You want to roast peeps instead of marshmallows.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone knows that, guys.
The sugar on the outside makes a hard glaze.
Oh.
And you can take various flavors of peeps with you.
Well, thank you.
I don't even know that they'll have a bonfire to roast over.
Thanks.
Otherwise, that is great advice.
Lauren, what kind of advice do you have for me on camping?
So I grew up camping, and the best thing that I can tell you to do is you have to go get a collapsible Coleman stove, and it runs on propane. They have it at probably Walmart.
Our family friend got one. They said we could bring it. And then they tried to show me how to plug it in, and I said, they got electricity out here or what?
So then for breakfast, my favorite was always pancakes. And you just go to the pancake aisle and there's a container, like a jug of just pancake mix. Mm-hmm. And you just add water and shake it up and then pour it onto the pan. And it's like no mess, no fuss. Best breakfast.
Thank you so much for the call, Lauren. That's great advice. When I'm having pancakes by a bonfire in the morning, you guys are going to be so jealous of me. Like, man, look at this guy. You guys don't believe me. Paul, no.
You just said it ran off of propane and you had to plug it in. So you're right. I have no faith.
Paul, last piece of advice for me.
Well, first thing, get you a fire starter log.
Boom.
If you don't know how to start.
That's how you start. Paul, we don't even need to go any further. I'll just light that bad boy up and we'll be good to go, right?
That's all you do. And then you can put your wood on it after it burns for a bit.
Yep.
And also, do your prep at home for your food. Make these things we used to call campfires, where you take chicken, potatoes, carrots, and onions, and you put them in a foil pack, season them all, make sure you double wrap them in foil, and then you just set them around the campfire for about 20 minutes. Don't put them directly in the fire, but set them around the campfire, and you have dinner already done.
I'm going to be eating like a five-star meal. Thank you. Chicken, potatoes, carrots, and onions, guys.
Yeah.
And then pancakes in the morning.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be so jealous of me. Camper Brett.
Right.
That's what you guys are going to start calling me on the show.
Something like that.
All right. Happy camper.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Three different people have officially pleaded guilty to Matthew Perry's death. I'll give you all the court case information in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
More and more information is coming out near daily about Matthew Perry's death, and one of the doctors was actually charged and agreed to a plea deal. His name is Dr. Mark Chavez. He's one of five different defendants in this case, and he will plead guilty to one count of conspiring to distribute ketamine and is facing up to 10 years in prison. Chavez is currently out on a $50,000 bond and has already had his medical license revoked. His lawyers told reporters that he's, of course, incredibly remorseful. And now, in total, three out of the five defendants have pleaded guilty in the Matthew Perry case, including Perry's personal assistant, who admitted to injecting him with ketamine several times on the day that he died.
On the day. That's what made me sick. Several times on the day.
Like, yeah. So more facts and information's coming out daily. Currently, three out of the five had pled guilty. So at least no one is saying, like, oh, I didn't do this. I wasn't involved. At least they are admitting their faults. But
it's all disgusting,
still sick.
Right?
It's so hard to hear and read and take in.
Everything that Matthew Perry meant to people inside their homes and filling them with laughter and entertainment and stories. But like, we've all known that he was struggling with addiction. Mm. And then people who are doctors, more so than anything else, does like make you sick to your stomach because they've taken this vow to do no harm, and all they did was harm and exploit somebody and took advantage of somebody who had money and was battling addiction. And it just feels so disgusting.
You know what's also really disgusting? It's almost been an entire year since he's passed away.
Crazy.
October will be a full year. So,
doesn't even feel that long.
Huh? I know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This is so funny. This is the summer of 2024 from the Brett Mega Show. So
tell you to do is you have to go get a like collapsible Coleman stove, and it runs on propane. They have it at like probably Walmart.
Our family friend got one. They said we could bring it. And then they tried to show me how to plug it in, and I said, they got electricity out here or what?
So then for breakfast, my favorite was always pancakes. And you just go to the pancake aisle and there's a container, like a jug of just pancake mix. Mm-hmm. And you just add water and shake it up and then pour it onto the pan. And it's like no mess, no fuss. Best breakfast. Like,
guys, pancakes by the thank you so much for the call, Lauren. That's great advice. When I'm having pancakes by a bonfire in the morning, you guys are going to be so jealous of me. Like, man, look at this guy. You guys don't believe me. Paul, you got a
piece
of advice?
You just said it ran off of propane and you had to plug it in. So you're right. I have no faith.
Paul, last piece of advice for me.
Well, first thing, get you a fire starter log.
Boom.
If you don't know how to start
That's how you start. Paul, we don't even need to go any further. I'll just light that bad boy up and we'll be good to go, right?
That's all you do. And then you can put your wood on it after it burns for a bit. Yep. And also, do your prep at home for your food. Make these things we used to call campfires, where you take chicken, potatoes, carrots, and onions, and you put them in a foil pack, season them all, make sure you double wrap them in foil, and then you just set them around the campfire for about 20 minutes. Don't put them directly in the fire, but set them around the campfire, and you have dinner already done.
I'm going to be eating like a five-star meal. Thank you. Chicken, potatoes, carrots, and onions, guys. Yeah. And then pancakes in the morning. Yeah. You guys are going to be so jealous of me. Camper Brett.
Right.
That's what you guys are going to start calling me on the show.
Something like that.
All right. Happy camper.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood Hashtag?
Three different people have officially pleaded guilty to Matthew Perry's death. I'll give you all the court case information in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
More and more information is coming out near daily about Matthew Perry's death, and one of the doctors was actually charged and agreed to a plea deal. His name is Dr. Mark Chavez. He's one of five different defendants in this case, and he will plead guilty to one count of conspiring to distribute ketamine and is facing up to 10 years in prison. Chavez is currently out on a $50,000 bond and has already had his medical license revoked. His lawyers told reporters that he's, of course, incredibly remorseful. And now, in total, three out of the five defendants have pleaded guilty in the Matthew Perry case, including Perry's personal assistant, who admitted to injecting him with ketamine several times on the day that he died.
On the day. That's what made me sick. Several times on the day.
Like, yeah. So more facts and information's coming out daily. Currently, three out of the five had pled guilty. So at least no one is saying, like, oh, I didn't do this, I wasn't involved. At least they are admitting their faults, but
it's all disgusting,
still sick.
Right?
It's so hard to hear and read and take in.
Everything that Matthew Perry meant to people inside their homes and filling them with laughter and entertainment and stories, but like we've all known that he was struggling with addiction, and then people who are doctors more so than anything else does like make you sick to your stomach because they've taken this vow to do no harm and all they did was harm and exploit somebody and took advantage of somebody who had money and was battling addiction. And it just feels so disgusting.
You know what's also really disgusting? It's almost been an entire year since he's passed away.
Crazy.
October will be a full year. So
doesn't even feel that long.
I know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
This is so funny. This is the summer of 2024 from the Brett Mega Show. So, you know, everyone, like, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, was getting roasted by Instagram. You just type, or getting their Instagram roasted by ChatGPT and AI. You just, like, basically screenshot your Instagram picture and then say, hey, ChatGPT, roast my Instagram. And it was super funny. Well, I thought of, hey, why don't we have AI and ChatGPT write our summer story based off our Instagram pictures.
No, because the roasting went so well.
Yeah, the roasting wasn't enough for us.
Yeah, this is, it gets even worse. So I just grabbed the last few pictures that encompass our summer. And if you look at some of those pictures, it has Hannah winning the Headliner Award. Mm-hmm. It has Hannah and I at like a city soccer game. It has a grandma, a caller who said that like, hey, this guy proposed and said, hey, I've been cheating on you with your grandma. She was a legendary caller. So those are some of the things that I think ChatGPT like stuck onto and then created the story about. And it thinks that Hannah and I are dating.
Okay. What? Okay.
Oh, AB's here for it.
AB's like, ooh, I love the plot.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Feel a little left out, but.
Okay, it calls us the power couple. So the title
is
Soccer Fools, Grandma's Grudge, and Hannah's Big Head. It was a scorching summer of 2024, and Brett and Hannah thought they were the ultimate power couple.
Blech.
Spoiler alert, they weren't. They showed up to the biggest soccer game of the year in their matching jerseys, thinking they were the hottest thing in the VIP section. But as the game wore on, it became clear that the only thing that Brett was good at was embarrassing himself.
Oh.
During halftime, Brett, who clearly thought he was God's gift to dance floors everywhere, which is the opposite of me, challenged Hannah to a happy dance. Hannah, who had all the rhythm of a malfunctioning robot, took it way too seriously. She was out there like she was auditioning for Dancing with the Stars.
That sounds about right.
But Brett's clumsy moves made it look more like America's Funniest Home Videos. Later that day, feeling cocky from his so-called victory in the dance-off, Brett invited Hannah's grandma over for a game of cards. Clearly, I won the dance battle. Like, I would have. The summer of 24 dance battles. Brett assumed this would be a breeze, but how hard could it be to beat a sweet old lady at some cards? Well, the joke was on Brett. Hannah's grandma had another idea in mind. She tried to seduce him.
Oh, no. This is getting messed up and twisted.
Brett was sweating bullets, realizing the headlines would read, cheating with her grandma. So Brett told Hannah's grandma, it's best she put on her blouse back on.
Man, grandma works fast.
And she must leave immediately. I heard her reject the grandma. Brett was flirting with Granny. Hannah was busy celebrating her so-called career achievement. She had just won the 2024 Headliner of the Year Award, and the whole thing went straight to her head, posing with her award like she cured the world hunger. This was her first time winning something this big, and she wasn't going to let anyone forget it. The only thing bigger than her smile was Grandma's sex drive.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Because an inevitable happened, Hannah found out about Granny's epic fail with her man. To make matters worse, Grandma had been talking smack about Hannah behind her back, saying her dance skills were more embarrassing than Brett's and that she was a better fit for Brett.
Wow.
Grandma, no more grandma holding a grudge to destroy this power couple. The summer of 2024 became grandma's revenge on this wannabe power couple.
Wannabe power couple. Wow.
I'm speechless.
Oh my God.
So you'd say pretty dead on.
Yeah. So it sounds pretty accurate other than both of my grandmas are dead.
But they would have wanted to take off their
clothes. I mean, maybe. She was a crazy gal, so maybe she would have gotten a little frisky with you. Wow.
Wow. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta love AI, you know?
Yeah. You know?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So we'll put 2 minutes on the clock. If you're busy at Labor Day, like last weekend at the lake, get out town, spend some time with the family, and you're like, I don't know what people are talking about on the internet. We'll update you right now. Put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like this Chase Bank money glitch has gone viral.
I don't use Chase. Keep it moving.
All right. Hannah hates money, guys. Noted. What are men's most common marriage complaints?
Do I really care about what a man's complaining about?
Bet you can guess what it is.
Keep it moving.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
What does that mean?
It's the top date for phone calls all year. Telephone Tuesday is when businesses supposedly get the most phone calls all year because everything's open again after the long weekend. People start planning for the holidays and business kind of picks up. It's kind of the last quarter. Business is on, trying to make that annual money.
Yeah, all right.
Joey Chestnut in that hot dog eating contest. You want to know the results? I know
what happened. I know there was some tea this year.
So Joey Chestnut versus didn't get into the hot dog eating contest because of his like endorsement of a different company. So he created a Netflix special against Kobayashi, his longtime rival, who no longer could do the hot dog eating contest. And Joey Chestnut smoked him. He ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Kobayashi did 66, which would have won this year's contest.
Okay, he really did smoke him, though.
Yeah, but 83 hot dogs. He actually broke his old previous record of 76. Took home $100,000 for all those hot dogs.
If I was him, I would only ever break my record by, like, one, so I didn't, like, make it so hard the next year for myself. Just a tip, Joey, if you're listening.
The perfect age to go on adventure is...
How old?
42.
Really?
Yeah, according to a new survey, the perfect age to start going on adventures is 42. That's when people become adventurous. Guys, I'm going camping this weekend.
Oh,
I'm not 42 yet. Wait till I turn 42. The things
Will
be... I might be camping on the side of mountains by the time I'm 42.
We'll see if you can even learn how to set up the tent.
Yes.
The average person has around how many friends?
How many? Like one?
4 to 5.
No,
a poll
they don't.
Found the average person has 4 to 5 close friends, basically the same year as them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hannah said no, they don't, just one. Sounds like a personal problem, Hannah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I don't know if we'll find anyone else that does this in their relationship, but let's take a shot. Does anyone else have a guy who likes to be the little spoon? Like you hold him, you're the big spoon, he's the little spoon. 314-531-9898. Because that's what Jason Kelce said. I don't know if I don't think he's joking. I think he's being serious. He said in his relationship that he likes to be the little spoon and that Kylie, his wife, is the big spoon. And everyone like reacted to it. And I just like, you look at Jason Kelce, he's this big, burly football player, big beard. You're like, no way. And then you look at him, you're like, no, I kind of see it. I think you probably would be the big
one. Yeah.
But I don't think that happens a lot. Like I don't like to be the little spoon.
Now that I think about it, I don't really like spooning in general. Like I like the type of cuddling where you like put your head on their chest. That's like better to me than like spooning because it's always like someone's arms hurting or like. Ugh.
But like also, that you lay into him, and so his arms are around you. So let's just take cuddling in general, where the woman's arms are around the man. So if the man would lay on your chest, and then you would hold him, do you do that? Do you do the spooning method?
I feel like a lot more guys probably like being the little spoon than they care to admit.
They would never admit it, though. I've never had a guy say that they like that.
Then where are they out there?
Who are you?
Kevin, me.
Kevin,
I mean,
you
look,
never, you don't you, spoon, you're right?
I don't even know what a silverware is. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Sarah.
When do you guys do cuddle? Do you
Sarah
hold
and I cuddle. I hold her. I think she's probably more of the little spoon.
I was surprised. I thought if anyone in this room, you had a shot at being the little spoon.
Yes,
Kevin, I'm not going to lie.
Because Sarah is the dominant person in our relationship, and she pretty much determines everything. So, I mean, I'm sitting there going, I don't even know if I'm a spoon. But if
I'm a spoon in general.
Exactly.
Like, what do you consider? I'm
but
a napkin?
But I would think that, I would think, though, when we do cuddle, she is the little spoon.
All right. We don't find anyone in the room. I don't know if we'll find anyone. I'm curious. Is there anyone out there where, like, my man likes when I hold him, or I like to hold my man when we cuddle? I like being the big spoon. Any women out there? 314-531-9898. I'm kind of like Hannah. I don't think we're going to find anyone. I think people are going to call in and be like, nope. How do you guys like to cuddle in your relationship? Commercial free. We want to know what it's like to cuddle with you on the Brett Baggers Show. Jason Kelce said that with him and his wife, he's like, you know, just big center, one of the best centers of all time, offensive lineman, football player, big burly beard. But he likes to be the little spoon when it comes with his wife. He likes to be cuddled. So what do you do in your relationship with your man? Do you like to be the big spoon? Does your man like to be the little spoon? 314-531-9898. I'd love to find just like a big burly guy and a small woman. And she just is like, well, I'm the big spoon. Tanya, what are you in your relationship?
I am the big spoon.
Oh!
And now, what size is your man?
He's
6'3".
He's 6'3". Wow. He's huge.
Your phone's breaking up. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
And you're 5'4".
And you're the big spoon.
So it's almost a foot difference.
Yeah.
Love that.
So do you go over his back? Does he go butt to into you?
No, I just kind of scoop him under his arms and you know, like, I lay my head on his back, so...
Oh, you just scoop him up.
He doesn't like my hair in his face.
Oh, see, it is the hair in the face is... See, you know what? That's a man of experience. The hair in the face is, like, the hardest thing. You're constantly, like... Try to spin it around, move the hair. It is hard.
Like the arm's broken. It is kind of hard. We got a text saying, being the big spoon gets too hot for me. Body temperature gets too hot, and I just need to move away.
Oh, like she doesn't like to be cuddled by him. Yeah, that's fair.
That is hard.
Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to be our big spoon, we'll take it. Kevin just looking to be a spoon in general.
Exactly. I'll take any utensil in the kitchen drawer.
It'll be a knife, a butter knife, fork.
Spork.
We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The Voice will be returning in just a couple weeks, and unfortunately, it'll be the last season for Reba McEntire.
Damn.
She announced that her third season will be her last, as she's going to be moving on to other projects, including the new NBC sitcom Happy Place. There's no, like, word or tea on who will be replacing Reba as one of the coaches. She is going to be there when the show starts in just a couple weeks in September, but... after that, we don't know. So the current lineup will be Reba, Gwen, and newcomers Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg. So we're going to have this like awesome, really like different crew this season. But next season, we won't know who's going to take Reba's place.
She's the returning champ, right? I think she won last season, I think. I don't know.
I can't even remember.
I think she was
the
returning
champ. Wasn't it Nile? Nile wins every
time. I think
time.
It might have been Nile. Yeah. I think she might have came in second.
Oh, okay. Because I thought she's won one and lost one. But I know people love her as a judge. Yeah. I think it'll be Blake now that Adam's returning. I think Adam really
Blake's
wants him.
Back.
So it makes room for a country star. And Blake kind of is like perfect spot
for him. I mean,
that'd
be awesome, but...
That's what my theory is. I think it'll be Blake.
It's kind of sad Reba only did three seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that was such a little, like, blip.
I don't know. I feel like she's someone like, who's legendary. The fact that we even got Reba on, a current show. Like, she's done so much.
I know.
It's cool.
The selfish part of me, I'm like, I want to hold on to her more. She's just awesome. I love Reba. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go. Good news, bad news.
news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, for good news, bad news, I'll tell you the good part of the story. We'll go around the room and try to guess. And you can try to guess, too, in your car, of where this story can go wrong and take a guess how it twists and ends badly. Like an Amazon delivered them a package.
I think Amazon delivered them a package and there was a body part in it.
Okay. Whoa. Like, open it up and like, oh my God, there's someone's head.
Like, or an Amazon worker, you know, they got those like conveyor belts, they're packing a lot of stuff, like chopped off a finger and it was just in the Amazon box too.
Like, hey, I was looking for that thing. Okay.
I think it's a thing where they delivered them the wrong package. And they kept that package, and it became a neighborhood dispute on who really gets that package. Mm. Similar to what happened to you, Brett.
Yeah, with the groceries, and you know how I feel about that. Amazon is a billion-dollar billions, hundreds of billions. Someone sent them a second package.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like these are getting more and more ridiculous, so I'm just going to say there was a bomb in it.
Baby's the closest.
What? Whoa. Knew it.
Yep. I'm not joking, guys. 848, find out how AP is the closest. Actually, some of my people... loosely might say AB got it right. I'll explain how at 8:48.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, let's do a little good news, bad news on the Brett Maga Show. The good news is guy got his Amazon package. What was the bad news? AB, your guess was?
There was a bomb in it?
She said these stories get crazier and crazier. I said some people, arguably, might say that AB was kind of sort of correct by this. You ever gone to the bathroom and people are like kind of gross and say that someone just dropped a bomb in there?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened, guys. A guy was delivered poop. A guy in Colorado ordered some guitar tuners from Amazon and he got a bag of poop in the mail instead.
That's karma for something.
He grabbed the bag of poop before he realized what it was, and then he was like, oh my God, there's poop in here, like the Billy Madison thing. And he did get the guitar tuners, if you were wondering. They were just in a different bag. Here's the craziest thing. He said it was sealed. He said, like, the Amazon package was sealed, and Amazon said they don't know why this happened, but it had the same tracking number as the guitar tuners. They're like, someone's clearly out to get you, man, but it does have a tracking number and everything, and it wasn't like the box was cut open and then retaped back open.
Right.
It was, like, in an Amazon box. So someone went, like, all out, really, to deliver this guy some crap.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, Hannah, it was your nephew's first birthday party. It's crazy to think that. I remember when we first started the show and Hannah just started working on the Brett Maga Show. She like had to sprint out one day because her nephew Palmer was being born.
He was, yes. On Sunday, he turned one and we had a little birthday party for him. It was rookie year themed, so all baseball, everything.
Super cute.
So cool. We had it at my mom's house and it truly was like... the best day. He was a little crabby because it was a lot of people for him to take
in. I bet. Hannah calling him out. This guy was just not in the mood for the party.
But every family member was super excited to see him, and he actually just got his first haircut as well. So he had
that fresh haircut. Did you post pictures of it?
I need to. Okay. I need to post pictures of it on the Brett Maga Show Instagram so all of our family and friends can see them. But yeah, he got a fresh haircut, turned one. Aunt Hannah made it through without crying. So big celebrations.
I know that you were excited for his like first birthday, and I love the rookie of the year theme and stuff like that. It's been overwhelming. I feel like as your first year as aunt with him, for some reason you have like twins. Your other sister has twins, and they're like 10.
They're 11.
And so, 11. And so you have like all this aunt experience, but for some reason with Palmer, it's been like different for you.
It has hit different for me, I think, because when the twins were born, I was just a lot younger and, you know, was in school. So I was like focused on that. But with my nephew Palmer being born in like this era of my life right now, he feels like almost like my child. Like he's such a big part of my life. I see him almost every single day. My sister and I have grown so close too. So I think that makes my relationship with my nephew even more special because I got to grow with him and grow with my sister all at the same time. So he is a huge part of my life. So him turning one was a massive milestone.
First birthday for Palmer. It was your last Notre Dame game at your brother's place.
Yeah, you know,
huh?
You talk about family and how much family is part of your life. You know, Notre Dame has been something that my family we've rooted for all of our lives. In fact, my dad used to watch the games on Sunday mornings. They'd replay the games, and we wouldn't know what the scores were because we, you know,
that's didn't funny. Have much,
you know, and we'd go, oh, they're going to win, they're going to lose, whatever. So, you know, we've grown up with this, and my brother's a huge fan. I mean, to the point of his basement's decked out crazy in Notre Dame. You know, merchandise, Notre Dame wallpaper, stuff that you can't get.
And you
pictures
guys go
of
there for,
athletes.
And you guys go there for the first game of the year every year.
Yeah, every year he has this party in what he calls the grotto, his basement. And this is the last time we're doing it because he's moving. He'll be in Kentucky next year. So I think the wallpaper is going to at least stay at the basement. I don't know where all the other merchandise is going to go.
Whoever buys the house better be an Irish fan.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
I'll tell you, it was awesome that Notre Dame won, but my older brother said it best. First off, my younger brother shows up out of nowhere, and he
surprised
lives in Kentucky.
You.
Drove four
That's
and a half
so
hours
sweet.
For the game. So
I love that.
The Berghoff brothers all assembled. But as Notre Dame's winning, he goes, that's awesome. That's wonderful. Because college football, if you don't win, unfortunately, you can be knocked out of the playoff system. But he's like, it's just the icing on the cake. Because the fact that how cool was it that all three of us were there to share that final moment there
cool,
together. And I was like, man. And he opened up this, you know, bottle of Irish whiskey that he's been saving for just such an occasion.
Wow.
What a special day. What a special game.
So heartfelt.
Yeah, I know. It just was like, ooh, it still gives me goosebumps. So go Notre Dame. Let's at least get into the playoffs this year.
I didn't even think they were going to win because, like, the Notre Dame's like the 7th seed and Texas A&M was like the 20th seed.
And when they play ranked teams,
they usually fall apart, but they did it for that last game.
Yeah.
They did it for a shot of Irish whiskey. What a cool weekend of spending time with family. That's what the most important thing. Thank you for being part of our family on Y98.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.